Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight. Hello,
ladies. Nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Here we go, the 15-minute morning show podcast. Look, we got a crowded house. We got Dave Brody in the den. We've got Garrett at the tip of the penis-shaped table.
That's right.
We've got Scotty B is here, and there's Straight Nate and Scary.
What up?
And Gandhi and Danielle.
Hello. Hi.
All right. Did I miss anyone?
Yeah, me.
I think so.
Frog.
Hi.
Hi, Frog.
Hello. Sorry about that. Hello. Hey, so where do we start?
Hey, I want to play a game within the room. Who do you think in this room right here is most likely to get a vanity license plate?
Scotty B.
He's
had one before.
Oh, he has?
Oh, I've always had them until probably 6 months ago. I've had them my entire life.
Why are you asking?
If I was to say you were wrong, who would the next person
Scary.
Be?
No, not me.
Scary.
I would never.
No. There's a possibility.
I could see Scary getting one that says Scary and then having like an Elvis Duran Show bumper sticker and Z100.
What's going on?
So I never envisioned it. So I sent this person a link. I go, hey, you should get this. Froggy's possibly getting a Tom Brady vanity license plate.
Stop
are you
it.
Really?
Yes,
what?
I'm trying.
What
I'm
are
on,
you getting?
I'm on the list. Because Tom Brady, there's a limited edition that you could get. So I signed up for it. I haven't found out yet.
And what does it say? The GOAT?
I haven't decided yet. That's the thing is if you first have to go and they'll give you the option to get one, then you have to say what you want on it. So I haven't decided yet what I'll put on it.
How many letters?
I think in the state of Florida, you can put 6 letters.
Oh, God.
LOSER is only 5 letters.
But you can put DAGOAT, da goat.
You could do
can
that.
Can you put 69 da goat, Froggy? Would that
I would do that. I told you guys I would do anything to Tom Brady.
I know you would,
That doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. Indian people have vanity plates all the time. Like, if you see somebody with a name on their car, look in the car. It's probably an Indian person. I'm not kidding.
Who in your family has plates?
Two of my uncles do and one of my cousins. But it's because a lot of people, so with, like, Hindus, they want to name things because they think that it brings good luck. So when you get a new car, they'll name the car. And then a lot of times they put that on the plate or their own name.
You know what my very first license plate was? Can you guess?
It was named after your dog, wasn't it?
It was Scotty B. It was my very first license plate.
Oh, loser.
Yeah. And then some cop called me out over his PA system in his car. Hey, Scotty B, pull over. And I was like, how does he know who I am? And I was like, oh, damn it. And I got rid of that really fast.
That's such a douchebag thing to have your name on
17.
Your license plate.
I was 17.
You think that's a douchebaggy thing?
Yeah.
Like, I think it is.
Put your name my boyfriend on your license plate. Might have his name-ish on his license plate. He might.
What
your
is
your boyfriend?
It?
Or might not. Who knows?
You mean, well, we're not supposed to say license plates on the air, right?
Does it say Gandhi's lover?
Oh, God.
LVR.
Thank God it does not. No, but it's. I mean, it's close to his name, but not quite his name. I don't want to say it just because you're not supposed to say
right.
that kind of stuff. Don't
do it. Brody, how's everything going in the Brody den today?
Everything's good. I contacted my town yesterday. They dug up the entire street from end to end to put down some new gas pipe or whatever. And they paved over the long trench, the whole length of the block. Right in front of my house, there's 8 to 10 inch holes where the steamroller missed. So it's like a landmine when you walk past my driveway. So I sent the town an email. I said, hey, just to let you know, there's a couple of 8 inch little divots in the street. I don't know about the rest of the street, but maybe when the weather's nice, you want to take a look. So about 15 minutes ago, there's a pounding on my door. Hey, open up the door. I said, who is it? You calling the town, make a complaint about the street. And he's screaming and yelling through the door. He goes, I
did he sound like Luigi?
Exactly like Luigi. That's okay. Why I'm doing it. Exactly. In fact, he had the hat and the suspenders. And he says, I pay for the street. You don't tell him there's a hole in the street. I pay for the street. So he took it very personally. He made me go outside in the snow. He brushed away the snow and the slush to show me the holes. And I got a lesson in holes, apparently, because it's temporary fill. And he goes, oh, look at this. And he kicked the hole and made the hole bigger to show me it's all temporary. So for my troubles, I now have a bigger hole in the street. And I found myself apologizing to him for having the audacity to let the town know there were holes in the street. So there you go. That's my day. Good morning.
Sounds like a very complete day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luigi fighting about holes in your street.
I hope Donkey Kong doesn't come and make bigger holes.
He jumped on a mushroom. Yeah. He got a free life. I don't know.
Okay, that's good.
I'm still have a bone to pick with Froggy about his food news.
Daniel.
It's so annoying, though. Because
you state your case.
So he was doing, what was the name of the list?
Reasons Danielle's a bitch.
Okay. Oh, listen, you don't have time. You don't have time for that list.
Pew, pew.
Let me tell you.
Okay, it was the most popular candy bars in America.
Yes, and on it, the number two, right,
yes,
was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Peanut Butter Cups, not candy bars.
Yeah, you didn't say the top five cups in the country.
Right, right. So that's oh, that is a dumbass list.
I'm with Froggy. It's considered a candy bar.
No.
No.
I agree with Danielle.
It is.
No, it's not.
So you
it's
can,
not
Danielle,
a bar you can, by definition of a bar.
Right.
Okay, you can blame the people that eat this, not that. That's where I got the list from. I think the list is a good list. That's why I gave it to you. It
does. Well, that's what Danielle says to Froggy. Eat this, not
it's,
that.
It's, right. It's a fine list, Froggy.
Well, I have a question. Why yes. were some things excluded but not others? So Reese's makes the list, but the other popular ones that you know would have been there. Yeah,
Hershey's Kisses. Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah. Yeah, where are Hershey's
Kisses? Well, Hershey's Kisses aren't a chocolate bar.
Well, neither are the peanut butter cups.
So either they're all there or they're all not.
Right, that's right, Scary. You tell
and what
me.
About Skittles? What about Skittles and Starburst?
Now,
is that
that's not a candy
chocolate.
Bar.
That's candy.
That's so the
it should have been chocolate. It should have been like the best chocolate or
Listen,
something.
Listen, Reese's does make a bar form, so would that count?
No. Right.
Yeah,
no,
they do. You're thinking
that.
Of the Reese's stick.
No.
It's not Reese's.
It's not Reese's.
I've said Reese's for 42 years.
It's not Reese's. It's Reese's. Reese's.
I'll never say it that way ever.
Well, then, you'll, well, then you're going to say it wrong your whole
Reese's.
Life.
Isn't that a kind of a monkey? A Reese's?
A Reese.
Yes, a Reese's.
A Reese monkey, yes.
Reese's. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh see, I can't
see it. Monkey
it's just
say
like,
Reese's
I'll never
pieces.
Say Porsche. I have to do commercials at the radio station for a Porsche dealership. I'll never say Porsche.
It's the but most it, but bougie that,
but isn't
thing
it
ever.
Porsche?
That is the way to
I
say Porsche,
it. Yeah. But I don't like it.
It is Porsche. But if you say Porsche, everyone knows what you're saying.
Okay, yeah. Good. Right. So no one gets mad.
Tom Cruise said Porsche and Risky Business. That's all that matters.
People do get mad.
All right, so Danielle, what about like the outrageous like sticks? These things, the Reese's outrageous sticks. Those are
that's
bars.
Nobody. Yeah, but that's not going to be number two
no
on
one eats
the list.
The Reese's
but
sticks.
It's made of the Reese's. Same thing. It's still the same thing.
No, it's a stick.
Nope. You know what, Danielle?
What about a Kit Kat? That's a candy bar.
That's
yeah,
four
it is.
Sticks.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. You break it up.
Sticks, break Scotty. It apart. It's a bar that you break up.
Oh, my God, look. Brody's dog's having fun.
And that was on the list.
It was on the list.
Also, Twix was on the list. Twix, I consider a candy bar. It's a kind of a bar
It's a
shape.
Stick, Danielle. It's a stick.
It's
a
two
stick.
Sticks.
You know what you can do with your stick?
That's what there Twix means. Oh. Twin sticks.
So why is it a ass. Stick? That, why is a stick count, but yet a cup doesn't?
I don't know.
Because it's in a more bar
this
form.
Yeah, it's a bar form. Right, Nate's right.
It's just a thinner bar. I mean, come on, people.
It's still fucking candy.
So it's
it
just a
should
round
be a
bar,
chocolate
then.
List, then. A chocolate list.
A cup is a round bar.
A chocolate.
No, it's not.
I'm calling BS, then, because then M&M's should have been there,
yeah,
too.
Amen.
Yes,
no,
100%.
That's not a bar. If they made it, if they made an M&M's bar, yeah, that would
yeah,
be
but,
good.
Yeah,
they
would
do. What list
okay,
would that
but
be
but it's
on?
A cup, so they're round like a cup, so what's the difference?
Oh, my God.
This is stupid.
Are we done?
Can we talk about poop yet?
I'm sorry. I'm busy looking at my Instagram. I'm bored with all
you
of you.
You want to talk about poop? I got something.
You guys want to see the holes in my street? Take the camera out there.
The video.
The way to cut a cake.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That looks so cool.
Oh, Garrett says, Elvis, a new way to cut the cake.
What is it?
I'm gonna have to hold it up. Did you send it to me?
Yeah, text.
Okay, hold on. A text.
Nate
okay, Garrett.
Promised he's going to make
okay,
us a cake
this.
So we can do this.
You use a wine glass. Hold on a second.
What?
Is there any personal in my home?
No.
Well, your credit card number just popped up.
What? Using a wine glass.
Oh,
that
yeah,
cake.
That's fun.
And then you just eat the cake out of the wine glass with a spoon.
But then someone gets the center, and the center sucks.
I think it's genius.
Who
right.
never
and
how
this,
could,
hold
oh,
on.
Wait, here's a hot guy walking down the beach. You want to see that?
Oh, God.
And the, by the way, how yeah. come it took so long for someone to
right.
think of that?
No, no, but that's not a good idea. The side of the wine glass, if you don't, you're going to have cake all over it.
Okay.
Yeah. So?
Oh, well.
So you lick it off.
Yeah, you lick it off.
No, this is dumb.
You have the, you can hold it by the stem. You're fine.
And you thought my candy bar list was stupid, and now we're going to cut a fucking cake with a wine glass. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I yes. like it.
Then you don't need a plate, and you just get a spoon.
And every right. wine glass has okay. a little triangle that's going to fall down between the wine glass
okay.
cup hole.
We've talked about absolutely nothing for not quite 15 minutes, but we have to go because we have an assignment that we have to get taken care of like right now.
Okay.
So does anyone have any closing thoughts, Brody?
This is the worst podcast ever.
We say that all the time.
Yeah, we say that
no,
every
Elvis,
time.
No, Elvis, I'm good.
Okay, we got to get out of here. Have a beautiful day. And mwah.
Bye.
Mwah.
Bye, Mom.
Have a Reese's cup.
Reese's.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.